On 88.1, it's Maryland Morning. Thanks for being with us. I'm Tom Hall. My guest this morning is Sanford Unger. Since 2001, he has served as the president of Goucher College in Towson. And a week from Friday, he'll preside over his final commencement ceremony in that position. He'll retire next month. Sandy is an experienced and respected journalist and teacher. Before taking the helm at Goucher, he was the director of Voice of America, and before that, the dean at American University's School of Communication. As a print journalist, he's written for Foreign Policy, The Washington Post, The Atlantic, and many others. And from 1980 through 1982, he was the award-winning host of NPR's All Things Considered. As we've done with many of the cultural leaders in our community, we've invited Sandy to the show today to do a kind of exit interview as he moves on to his next chapter. Sandy, it's good to see you.
Nice to see you, Tom, always.
And congratulations on what has been widely acclaimed as a very successful tenure as the president at Goucher.
Well, thank you. 13 years is a long time.
Yeah. Full disclosure, I've been a member of the faculty at Goucher College, actually for a little longer than you've been there. Actually, I've been 31 years, but the two of us the two of us are retiring from Goucher next month. You wrote an article in the Chronicle of Higher Education back in 2010 called Seven Major Misperceptions About the Liberal Arts. Are the liberal arts kind of under siege now? Goucher, of course, is a small private liberal arts college.
The liberal arts are under siege, Tom, and the most disappointing thing about this is that they're largely under siege by people who themselves have liberal arts educations and have suddenly decided that what was good for them, the sauce that was good for them, is no longer good for young people. And that's the most unpardonable thing about it. You know, I heard someone say yesterday, this is an unverified fact, but someone said yesterday that the average college graduate today is expected to have at least 40 jobs before stopping work.
So no longer do we have the company men and women
who go
to work for IBM and stay there for 40 years.
Men and women, no longer people who are going to do the same thing all their lives. So what these critics are saying now about this allegedly irrelevant liberal arts education is that people need job skills. You know, they need to be trained to do a job. Well, I would ask those critics, which of those 40 jobs should college be training people for? Which of those very specific skills do they need to have? I just couldn't disagree more. And liberal arts have never been more important than they are today. If we're going to preserve the values of this society, of Western culture in general, we need people who are broadly educated, who have a respect for the past, who understand that things are not happening for the first time. You know, back when I was host of All Things Considered eons ago, 30-plus years ago, we used to worry that some of the young people then coming to work at NPR thought that everything was happening for the first time, you know.
And yeah.
The old joke was that somebody came in and said, did you know that when we vote for president, we're not really voting for the president, we're voting for electors? There's something called the Electoral College. Well, that's just a tiny example. We need people to be educated more than ever to have a broader view, to understand the world is big, that there are many people who do things differently from the United States, who think differently, see things differently. And, you know, I always say that the architects need to appreciate music, the doctors have to understand history, the lawyers have to think about dance once in a while, all of these things. And if we yield, if we give in to this notion that everybody can be educated at age 18 or even 17, can choose some technical or job track, and then that's the better way to educate people, to prepare them better for the workforce, I think we will hurt the future of this country if we yield to that. So I'm on the battle lines more than ever.
Yeah. When it comes to misperceptions about liberal arts, here's a clip from February of this year from a guy we may refer to as the misperceiver in chief.
Folks can make a lot more potentially with skilled manufacturing or the trades than they might with an art history degree. Nothing wrong with an art history degree. I love art history. So I don't want to get a bunch of emails from everybody. I'm just saying you can make a really good living and have a great career without getting a four-year college education as long as you get the skills and the training that you need.
So the president, of course, apologized to the art history.
I think you're being
community.
A little bit unfair to him by calling him the misperceiver in chief. What he was saying is people could go to community college and get some skills that would help them get a job, and they might go back to school later on. I mean, there's
But that's the thing, and I'm doing right. that, you know, facetiously.
Right.
But his point is that, you know, not everybody should go to a 4-year college. Having just gotten out of about to get out of the 4-year college business, how do you make that call, as you say, when you're 17, 18 years old? You know, because the employers are saying, yes, we want to hire all these people, but they're not trained to do what we need them to do. And if we had a pool of people who were trained to do skilled manufacturing, that kind of thing, we'd hire them right up without a 4-year college degree.
Well,
how does a family make that call at age 18?
Well, Tom, it depends which study you look at about what employers are looking for. The Association of American Colleges and Universities, or AACNU, has commissioned Peter Hart Research Associates several consecutive surveys to talk to employers, talk to corporate executives. What are they looking for when they're hiring people? They are looking for people who are critical thinkers. They're looking for people who know how to write. They're looking for people who can work in a group to solve a problem. They're looking for people who have a broad range of education. And in fact, the most recent study done by AACNU, now admittedly, AACNU exists to honor, defend, and preserve the liberal arts. But the most recent study shows that in all kinds of specialized fields, including law and medicine and various professions, that those who have a liberal arts education will eventually overtake others who studied narrowly because they just have broader background. They understand more about how the world works. Now, of course, you and I, instead of thinking about choral music or instead of running a liberal arts college, I suppose if you and I were master plumbers, we might have done better in life, or certainly earlier we would have done better in life. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing wrong with that. I mean, we all need plumbers. We know that. We are frantic when we need a plumber. And I don't put plumbers down in the slightest. But that's not what we're talking about here. There will be plumbers. People will learn. They will be apprentices. They will learn to be plumbers. What we're talking about is how do we preserve the values of a society and a culture. Maybe it'll surprise you. I'm a great supporter of community colleges. I think they do a fantastic
job. Oh, yeah,
job.
No surprise at all.
And we have many students who've transferred to Goucher after completing 2 years of community college. I'm thinking of one student I was with just this morning. He's a Panamanian immigrant. He is, before even graduating from Goucher, he's the staff director of the Governor's Commission on Hispanic Affairs. He went to Montgomery College for 2 years, got a great start on his education, came to Goucher, set the world on fire, helped work on passing the DREAM Act in Maryland. There's a great place for people to go to community colleges to get started, and often they study the liberal arts at community colleges as well. The liberal arts are not only taught in small liberal arts colleges. They're taught many other places as well. We have a particular problem because we've got to preserve these little colleges. They're little gems. They're jewels. And we can't, you know, turn to our engineering school to take up the slack because we don't have one. And I'm not opposed to people going to engineering school either, but I'll tell you what, they'll be better engineers if when they're doing their hardest work, they can think of the most beautiful painting they've ever seen or the most beautiful music they've ever listened to. They will be better engineers.
On 88.1, it's Maryland Morning. Sandy Unger is my guest. He's the outgoing president of Goucher College. I'm Tom Hall. You talk about the young man who spent 2 years in community college and then transferred to Goucher. A lot of people are doing that because of the financial burden. A recent Pew Research Center report says that nearly 20% of American households now have somebody who has substantial student debt. And of those people with student debt, 10% of them owe more than $61,000. That's a lot of money for a 23-year-old or a 25-year-old.
It is.
The financial challenges facing families are not distinct from the financial challenges facing people in your position.
No, absolutely true. And there are, of course, a lot of people saddled with terrible debt when they come out of college or graduate school, professional school. Actually, the average debt is more in the 20,000, 26,000 range, I believe. And at Goucher, we're right on the average on the national average in terms of what students are coming out with. I think that Congress, state governments, that a lot of people could do things to help people with their debt, could encourage. For example, I have a few radical ideas in this regard. I think, you know, if people did some community service work, they should have some of their educational debt forgiven if they do something for the public, and they should, or at least have a lower interest rate. I personally believe that if people study abroad, that there should be such a strong incentive to study abroad that some of their, if they have debt, that should be forgiven.
And that's, of course, been one of your major initiatives as president at Goucher. Now every student at Goucher is required as a condition of graduation.
We have universal,
to do some study abroad.
Universal study abroad for all undergraduates. We're the only traditional liberal arts college in the country to require that. And it is astonishing what an effect it has on young people's perspectives. They learn about other countries. Other countries learn about us. They themselves learn see their own country from afar in an international perspective. And many students come back and say, I learned a lot about myself when I had to live in another culture.
Sure, it expands your horizons greatly.
Your mind. Mm-hmm. It expands your ability to deal with all kinds of challenges in life. You know, I've always said all along that when people study abroad, they come back and they say, you know, where this country where I was studying abroad, be it in the developing world or in the developed, and we send students from Goucher all around the world, you know, they handle urban transportation better in fill-in-the-blank city than we do in Baltimore. They handle housing. They have some very interesting ideas for housing, literacy, immunizations. The way people treat older generations. Well, Americans can learn a lot about that from Asian societies and African societies, for example. But, you know, you and I, our generation was brought up to think that everybody was going to just learn to do it the American way and be thrilled. Well, that stopped being true a long time ago, if it was ever true.
Sandy Unger will retire as the president of Goucher College on June 30th. He'll be succeeded as president by Jose Antonio Bowen, a jazz musician who is currently the dean of the Meadows School of the Arts at Southern Methodist University. Goucher College will celebrate its commencement ceremony for the class of 2014 on May 23rd. We've got a link to more information at wipr.org/Maryland Morning. Sandy and I recorded our conversation last week on Saturday. We learned that Goucher's first female president, Dr. Rhoda Dorsey, died of an apparent heart attack. Rhoda was the person who hired me to the Goucher faculty in 1983. She was a gifted and generous colleague and a good friend. I joined generations of Goucher students and faculty who will miss her. Thank you.